Well, do you mind then if we just postpone, because that's the substantive amendment, that is your motion for that's on the agenda already.
No, that's basically Margaret's motion that she has there, and I just put in the services.
No.
It's the same language as that Margaret put forth in her argument. It's just it basically wraps up her initial statement at the top and put in a non-for-profit services firm.
Okay, well, I don't have it in front of me. I'll just assume that's right, and we'll go ahead. Is there a
point of order? Point of order.
Yes.
I have a real problem here because I'm wondering if there's anything the chair can address here around a motion or an amendment that is so kind of diffuse and unfocused. For instance, I do not oppose hiring outside firms for specific purposes, but I just don't understand what this amendment is suggesting that, we already can retain outside services for specific goals and a specific project. So I just don't understand this.
I'm afraid I can't provide any guidance. You'll just have to vote your sentiment on the motion, on the amendment, because we're now in the process of voting. So
people just vote their
sentiments. The full motion that LaVarne sent around us a month ago or whenever it was is on this agenda for later in the agenda.
I'll wait.
So will you call the roll, please?
Amendment to LaVarne's motion. This is Margaret.
No, there's no more debate. We're going to a vote on this amendment.
You're ruling it in order, right, Dave?
I'm good because it's too difficult for me to figure out at this point the details of it. I'm ruling it in order, so we'll just let the board decide.
Can the amendment be read?
Will you reread the amendment and then we will go to a vote, Mary?
Now these are the amendments that we have already agreed to, right? Except for Bob's.
No. We've agreed to Bob's amendment. We're voting now on whether to add to amend as per William's amendment. So just read her proposed amendment.
And the proposed amendment is to recommend the PMB consult with a non-profit services firm to provide analysis, guidance, and direction in implementing the structural, governance, management, and other improvements that will establish a more effective, manageable, and workable organization.
Okay, I understand. And I understand how that relates to the rest of Margaret's motion. Okay. Yes, what's your point of information? First Margaret, then Sarv.
I'd like to know if it's possible to offer any amendments to LaVarne's amendment, or is that not in order?
It's not in order, but once we get through this, we still have our 10 minutes, and I'm going to be recognizing Bob for his amendment. So if there's time for anything else, we'll put it in. And I just want to remind the board, this is a recommendation. So let's not drag our and our future, the future iterations of this board are going to have to implement it. So if we can get to some of the things that we have to do, it would be helpful. So let's try and move this. Okay, sorry for your point of information.
Yeah, Mary, the word our recommendation is there in the amendment.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It starts off with recommend. Okay. Will you please call the roll, Mary, on the amendment?
This is the roll on LaVarne Williams' amendment. That's her phrase. Okay. And actually, I'm going to pass for myself in the moment. Evelyn Bethune?
Pass.
Okay. Lydia Brazan? A.C. Bird? Lisa Davis?
Pass.
Chandra Hoffman?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
No.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Margaret Prescott?
Pass.
Sarv Randhawa?
No.
Sandra Rahlheim?
Yes.
Berthold Reimers? Rob Robinson?
No.
Rip Robbins?
yes.
Thomas Ruffin? Okay. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Lori Taguma? Don White?
Abstain.
LaVarne Williams?
Oh, yes.
Well, Michael Woodson?
No.
Okay. Mary Berg votes no. Actually, I put my pass to no. And Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Let's see. Lisa Davis?
No.
And Margaret Prescott?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, is there anyone else who, like A.C. Bird, are you there and want to vote? Did anyone else? Sandra Rollheim? Oh, I got your vote, Sandra. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, we have all we have. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, no. 1, 2 abstentions. Okay, 6 yes, 7 no.
Okay, the motion fails. The amendment fails. Now the next thing, Bob, you add your amendment. We're going to take 10 minutes, and then we're going to vote and move on.
Okay, thanks. This is in paragraph 2, and I think overall it's a good paragraph. What I want to propose is strengthening one of the sentences that I think is a fine sentiment, but it's not very concrete. So I want to replace this sentence with a new one. The current wording is, financial planning for the strengthening of Pacifica for future generations should be prioritized. My language would replace that with, the PNB should engage in a long-term strategic planning process with the ED and representatives of I'm looking at the wrong version. Okay. With the ED, foundation management, and representatives of paid and unpaid staff throughout the network to strengthen the financial, programmatic, and technological soundness of the network.
Okay. That's the amendment. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Who would like to – well, actually, Bob, why don't you motivate it, and then I'll ask – I'll go back and forth between opposition and support. And can somebody throw in phone systems to this thing that we're going to review? Yes?
Very good.
Bob?
Okay. At different times in the last, I'd say, maybe 2 or 3 years, we've batted around this concept of strategic planning, but we've never actually bitten the bullet and set out to...
Are you on the call? Okay.
Margaret, we can hear you. It's always funny to listen to these things. Bob, go ahead.
We've never really made a firm commitment and said by a date certain the board is going to really engage in a rigorous process and kind of learn from the models that are out there from many other nonprofits about how you do some kind of long-term planning and how you really look at the problems that our CFO has often outlined to us, that we are facing some serious financial crises down the road, and we need a plan. And as much as he and others have offered pieces of a plan, which are very useful, we need to put the pieces together. And this would kind of make a strong urging of the new board to set a date to really do that during 2008.
Who would like to speak opposed to the motion? The amendment?
This is Wendy.
I'm
not really opposed to. I mean, I'm in favor of doing strategic planning. I have a slight problem with the part about representatives from paid and unpaid staff, because it doesn't say how they be. You know, we have to go through that who will it be thing, and I think that all of, you know, the way our structure is set up, the PNB members are already members of their LSBs, and there's nothing to stop LSBs from having input into the package that their PNB directors bring to it, and paid and unpaid staff. I mean, we want everybody to be involved. I'm with you on that. we're doing that at KPFT. Anybody can come and offer input to the strategic plan. But it still is like, I just want everybody not to lose sight of the fact that part of the problems we've been having in all this time is that when we have so many stakeholders, nothing gets done. And so, you know, the PNB needs to be able to move on stuff. And so I'm just offering that, you know, if I don't understand by the way it's worded, if the board can't move forward, if, say, some one of the LSBs doesn't, or one of the I don't even know who elects the paid and unpaid staff who has the input into the process. So, I just think that I think all that should be given, and then the stations that actually care about that should be encouraged to participate. But if we mandate it in the thing, I think it might make it so it can't move forward because people don't have their people.
You want to make a motion to amend by striking that?
I would just say that they may include input from paid and unpaid staff.
Okay. Are you making a motion to modify it to that effect?
I guess, yeah.
Is there a second to the amendment?
Second.
Okay.
Evelyn. Thank you.
Is there any objection to adopting the amendment, changing the word to specify that they may solicit that input?
This is where I object to the change.
Okay. Any other objections?
Well, can Bob read it again? Because we don't have it in front of us, I don't think. And does it say that does are the LSBs
Wendy,
in there? Or
Wendy,
is it,
Wendy,
oh, sorry.
Wendy, could
sorry,
you?
I'm sorry.
But the point's well taken. Will you please reread your amendment, Bob?
Yes, and then I'll send it to everyone. The PNB should engage in a long-term strategic planning process with the ED, foundation management, and representatives of paid and unpaid staff throughout the network to strengthen Pacifica's financial, programmatic, and technological soundness.
Okay, so the amendment would be what, Wendy? It would be the strategic planning process with foundation management, and which may include?
I didn't know it had that technological and programmatic. Well, that's all strategic planning. Never mind. That's okay. I would like, I mean, the LSBs should be mentioned over the paid and unpaid staff, I would think. They're the board. They're the ones who create.
Wendy, I needed language to an amendment.
It may include.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It's harder when I don't have it in front of me. But I would just, that was my amendment to, let's see. Stakeholders.
Can I just suggest, I mean, what you're really saying is that there should be a strategic planning process. And that strategic planning process will involve whoever you want to give the next board the latitude to choose who it includes. So isn't your amendment just to strike the language that defines who is included?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the amendment is to call for the strategic planning process defined in the amendment, but to strike specification of who it includes. Okay.
Yes.
So is there a second to that amendment?
I second it.
Excuse me.
Okay. And I've heard of. Yes, Mary?
I'm really sorry. I thought that what Wendy had originally said was to say it may include. And are you?
I changed
saying,
it. I changed
are you
it.
Saying
to
it
to
will
what
include.
Said. I'm changing it. I'm changing it.
Excuse me. I just want to get.
Yeah, wait,
now,
Mary, it's
is it
striking.
Is it now will include?
No, it is now the PMB will engage a strategic planning or should it engage a strategic planning process that addresses each of the sections, and it leaves out the specification of precisely which bodies should be included,
okay.
Because presumably that board, if it does that, will make the decisions about
it. Okay, so there's no laundry list anymore.
Right, correct. So the motion to amend it by striking that laundry list. Of constituencies. All right. Is there objection to the amendment to strike those things?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm going to hear, in the interest of time, I'm going to hear one opposed, one pro, and then we're just going to vote. Okay? One opposed. Ray, you raised opposition.
This is a serious matter, and I think that just saying that you're not putting the the laundry list is kind of a fig leaf to saying what was said originally, that you do not want to include the principles. And I think if we're doing something, if we're writing the constitution of this country right now, and somebody asked that we don't say that all people are created equal, and we wanted to say that it included women and people of color and men without property, I think we should spell it out to make sure it happens. I think these regulations, without the input of the people who are the lifeblood of this institution, who are going to be impacted by them, by all those rules, including the workers of this. And apparently, I don't want to put motive on people, but the word organized labor seems to throw people off. So workers on their own are okay, but if they organize, then that's questionable. And to me, that is the essence of it. And part of what we're doing is not just to look at financing, but to get a whole picture from people who are doing the work, who are part of this institution, who are going to be impacted by it. And that includes the workers. And we should not be ashamed to put it on.
Okay. Who would like to speak in favor of the amendment to the amendment?
Mary Bird.
Go ahead, Mary.
Well, I think myself, having stricken the laundry list, raised concern, are definitely include. This is part of the Pacifica Foundation's in core, what it's about. It's specified all over in our bylaws. Of course, those things are included. So if you start to specify one or the other, then you have left something out. So it's far better and stronger to include the goals that Ray wants, to my taste, with not specifying all these, I would call it a laundry list. So I would prefer, I think it does get where we want to this way better than we were trying to with this list and that list.
The rule we've been using is I hear two pro and con before we vote, so I'll hear another con and then a pro and then we'll vote. Is there another
Bob?
Con? Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. As to the point that the next year or this upcoming board can, make its choice, of course they can. But the whole purpose and the spirit of this motion, which, you know, I think Margaret has done us all a service by saying we don't want to leave our tenure on this board without giving the best wisdom that we can summon from our experience. And I hope if we learned anything, and for those people who were on the board in 06 when we had a retreat about staff board relations, one of the most common refrains, which we all ended up agreeing with, is that there has to be a firm commitment to collaborative planning and decision making between the boards and management and staff. And if we don't mandate that, I think we're sending a message that, well, you know, it's up to the next board. If they want to, fine. If they don't want to, big deal. Doesn't matter to us. I think we, and this is not a laundry list. This is very basic. It's the board, it's the management, and it's the staff throughout the network should have a seat at the table. We can work out all the fine points about how to do it, but without a commitment to staff, it means it's just the five individuals who happen to be elected on the PNB at a given moment, none of whom are mandated to be either paid or unpaid. So you might have five people who are all unpaid or all paid. That voice would be missing from the table. So I just think this should be basic at this point in our history, that we always mandate seats at the table for all the key players.
Who would
point
like to speak in favor?
Margaret. Point of information.
What's your point of information?
I'm sorry, I have a question about this wording. Shouldn't it be the ED engaging in a long-term strategic process with all of these people, the PNB, the LSB, et cetera, et cetera? Because
that's not a point of information. The motion is what it says it is, okay? Who would like to speak in favor of the motion to amend the amendment?
Would you read it?
If amended, it would, Bob's amended amendment would call for a strategic planning process, but would omit the section defining the following. Mary, will you read it? What's being omitted?
Okay, the one without the just as we laid it. Okay. In addition to those identified in the Pacifica bylaws, the appropriate PNP committees should work with the ED as appropriate to clarify and or establish guidelines and terms for governance, management, staff interaction, decision-making, policies, and procedures throughout the Pacifica network. These guidelines should reflect the principles of transparency and accountability in all aspects of governance, management, and operations, as well as fiduciary responsibility and complete transparency in all finances throughout the network. PNB should engage in a long-term strategic planning process with the ED, foundation management, and representatives of paid and unpaid staff throughout the network.
Wait. The amendment is to strike that piece.
That piece also.
Okay. Read it again without that.
The PNB should engage in a long-term strategic planning process to strengthen the Pacifica's financial, programmatic, and technological soundness. The needs of and services to listeners and to the general public must be a guiding principle. Proposals will be presented to the PNB within 6 months of passage of this motion.
So the motion, Ambrose, is to, by the amendment would be to strike the specification of with the executive director, the so-and-so, with the management and staff.
Okay.
The representatives, the paid and unpaid staff. Okay.
I got one question, please.
Yeah, go ahead, AC.
I didn't hear the LSB mentioned at all.
It isn't.
It doesn't say who.
That's why we're striking.
Okay, folks.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold it.
Yeah?
You're saying that the PNB should engage participation of the management and the staff. What about the LSB? Are they not involved in this process?
The striking of the section specifying was intended to basically leave the question of how the PNB wanted to do such a strategic planning process to the board membership at the time it engages the process. That was the point of the amendment. Now, I'm going to ask if there's another speaker in favor, and then we're voting. We've already exceeded by far our time. No, more. I'm not.
Bob.
This is Wendy.
I really don't want to do anything further. What I want to do is hear one statement in favor and then go to a vote. Is this really a point of information?
Well,
or
actually,
my assumption
was that everything is included. I was just going to clarify from Bob if purposely, you know, presented as such.
No, that would constitute debate. Is there anybody who wants to speak in favor of the motion to strike the definition of the participants?
Don White,
go ahead.
Yeah, I favor it, and I think Dave's explanation has been the best rationale. I think once we begin to name the constituencies, obvious ones like the LSBs will be left out. It's stronger for us and for the new board to let them have a clear option, and we have to have confidence in them, they will determine a process that will include stakeholders. So I'm going to vote yes on the striking of the list.
Okay, we're going to a vote. I take it there's objections to the amendment, to the amendment, so we call the roll, Mary. This is to strike the specification of with the executive director, paid and unpaid staff.
Okay.
Call the roll, please, Mary.
Okay. I vote yes, Mary Berg. Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia Brazon? Okay. Round one. Okay. AC Bird?
Pass.
Okay. Lisa Davis?
Pass.
Chandra Helfman?
Pass.
Ray LaForest?
I'll pass too.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
there you go. Bob Lederer?
No.
You can change mine
Prescott?
To change mine to yes, Mary.
Okay, I will when I... let me get Margaret here, and then I will. Margaret Prescott? Margaret Prescott? Okay. I did change your... Chandra, I changed yours to yes. Okay.
This is Margaret. I was muted. I passed the net.
Pass. Okay, fine. Thank you. Sarv Rondawa? Downtown 1?
downtown blend.
Downtown
unmute
blend.
Yourself.
Unmute yourself.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry?
I don't hear you, sorry, though. Okay, let me... Actually, I'm getting
a
little
bit
of my own side is echo, so... is anybody else getting an echo? Does anybody else hear my echo?
No.
Yes.
All right. Well, I don't know what can I shall. I, is it okay for you to understand? Can you hear your name? So, Sarv Rondawa.
Sarv Rondawa.
Sandra Rollins. Rob Robinson.
Rob Robinson.
Rob Robinson.
Rob Robinson.
Rip Robbins.
Rip Robbins.
Yes.
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin.
I pass. I'm with everybody, folks, and maybe they'll
tell me what the issue is.
Wendy Shrill.
Wendy Shrill.
Yes.
Lori Tagum.
Lori Tagum.
Don White.
Don White. Yes. Yes.
LaVarn Williams.
How
do you vote, Thomas Watson?
I don't know what the list is.
Okay. Mr. Chair, request was
requested
repeating, but there is a bad echo.
Yes. Could all members not speak in, please mute themselves?
Including Thomas, so they can hear it.
Okay, try again, Mary.
Okay.
Okay.
Reading it?
Reading it?
Are you asking me to read?
To read?
I'm asking you, have you taken
the vote?
Okay. I have Thomas Ruffin and LaVarn Williams.
Okay, I vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thomas Ruffin.
Thomas Ruffin.
What taken from.
The motion is
described the process of the future board to engage in strategic planning process. Point of order, this was Ari. Yes. Yeah, I asked for the motion to get to Jed, and you were, you did not say. You said, I just asked that there was no such thing as Andy here. I don't recall.
What you're talking about, I've clarified the motion
What kind of information?
Okay. Thomas, can you
really get hard? Really getting hard.
I vote yes.
You vote yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Sarve
Randall.
I abstain.
Thank you.
Is anyone who needs to vote?
All right. Three no.
Okay, the amendment to the amendment passes. Now, is there any objection to the amendment to the amendment? Hearing no objection, that's adopted. Now, I'd like to take the board for 5 minutes and call back to this number. Everyone, including the steamer, can click off and call back in 5 minutes. We still have a couple of crucial items and one. Oh, wait. Before we do that, we'll have to do that in 5 minutes to approve the main motion. Because I heard people click off. So I'll meet you back here in 5 minutes.
Are we hanging up and calling back?
Margaret, I'm back.
What are we doing? We're calling back the same number?
Yeah, is that what we're doing?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Well, I heard a lot of... There's echo for everybody. Shall we just try to call it right back?
Everybody call 111.